This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You could make a case, at least based on today and Friday, that the market's buzzword of late ought to be volatility. That word, though, means very different things to Wall Street traders running complex investments and to average Americans managing their own retirement portfolios. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has both perspectives.
Stock dips like we've seen Friday and today sometimes reverse when investors on the sidelines see good deals and start buying. Not in these volatile markets just yet, says Brian Jacobson, chief portfolio strategist at Wells Fargo Funds Management.
It doesn't look like there are many people who are stepping in.
When markets are sloshing around like this, some people step back to see if things get worse. The uncertainty about when and how Britain will actually leave the EU is giving investors pause.
We don't know exactly when that formal process is going to begin, and also who will be the players at the table negotiating.
Big swings in the market could be a reality until those questions get settled. Francisco Torralba with Morningstar Investment Management doesn't see this volatility fading soon.
I don't think that a clearer path is going to be shown in the next day or two. This is a very complicated process.
When Wall Street says volatility could be here for a while, regular folks thinking about their retirement and college savings can wonder what moves they should make, if any. Financial planner Craig Larson sent out an alert after the Brexit results came in, urging people not to do anything rash.
Our message to our clients was essentially, hang on, we might have some volatile times, but we're in it for the long haul.
And selling stocks in your retirement portfolio because of what happens today, tomorrow, or next week could cost a lot of money down the road. A good long-term retirement plan last week can still work after the Brexit vote. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.